Dr. Kopinski dictating a mail AME on January 30 regarding Kevin Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. Kevin Johnston is a 31-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5-1-19, but he was removing a water heater and fell through the floor. Apparently the water heater landed on his entire right leg and crushed his knee. Brady states his right knee first hit the ground. Brady went to an urgent care center the same day. Paired, despite this and further evaluation, he remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady did accept injections to the knee, but did not undergo any surgery. Brady is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired new paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleged falling on 5-1-19, causing injury to the right leg and thigh. Brady treatment records show he was seen at urgent care by Dr. Detata, D-E-T-A-T-A, on 5-1-19, period. He underwent x-rays of the femur and knee to be inserted here, period. He was diagnosed with injury of the knee and injury of the thigh and was treated and released, period. New paragraph on 5-3-19. He was seen by Dr. McAlpin's physician assistant, period. He was examined and found significant ecchymosis to the right leg. Appeared he had exquisite soreness with palpation over the proximal quadriceps region and hip flexor. Period. He was diagnosed with right thigh pain and strain of the right quadriceps, for which he was prescribed cyclobenzaprine. Period. He followed up on 5-14-19 and saw Dr. McAlpin himself. Period. His leg was still feeling painful despite physical therapy, but he was utilizing one crutch to walk. Period. Dr. McAlpin was concerned about a deep vein thrombosis and referred him for ultrasound study. Period. On 5-14-19, he underwent a venous Doppler ultrasound of the right leg that showed no evidence of acute deep vein thrombosis. Period. New paragraph. He continued to see Dr. McAlpin but remained symptomatic. Period. On 8-3-19, he underwent an MRI of the right knee that was normal. Period. There was no meniscal tear, comma, ligament tear, comma, or tendinosis / tendon tear. Period. He followed up with Dr. McAlpin through 9-24-19. Period. He demonstrated appropriate resolution of symptoms with mild discomfort with prolonged annealing. Period. He was cleared for regular work duties without restrictions and was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, and put this, I think, just before that 9-24-19 visit. On 8-13-19, he accepted a monovisc injection to the knee. Period. On 8-27-19, he reported this provided 40 to 50% relief after a week. Period. On 7-6-19, he underwent a cortisone injection to the knee. Period. At follow-up on 7-30-19, he stated the knee was feeling mild pain. Period. He was working light duty. Physical exam. General appearance. He had dirt in his palms and fingers consistent with ongoing manual activities. Period. Extremities lower. Right hamstring strength was 5-5 compared to 5/5 on the left. Period. Strength was otherwise full bilaterally. Period. He had tenderness palpation about the right knee, medial joint line, comma, lateral joint line, comma, and popliteal area, but there was none on the left. Period. Knee maneuvers. He had a positive Apley's compression maneuver on the right, which is negative on the left. The rest of those are normal. Lumbar. He was able to ambulate on his heels without difficulty. Period. He could walk on his toes with some difficulty, experiencing pain in the right knee. Ready to change positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. Period. Impressions on 5/1/19, Kevin Johnston fell while handling a water heater. Period. He evidently fell through the rotted floor and the water heater struck him. Period. We've seen that same day at the emergency room where X-rays were done. Period. He was initiated on appropriate conservative measures. Period. In the paragraph, he then was seen in Dr. McAlpin's orthopedic office beginning at 5/3/19. Period. The physician assistant prescribed medications. Period. He saw Dr. McAlpin, who had him undergo a venous Doppler ultrasound that was normal. Period. Additional treatment was rendered with physical therapy, comma, cortisone, comma, and monovisc injections. Period. At 8/3/19, MRI of the right knee was normal. Period. He followed up with Dr. McAlpin through 9/24/19, when he was discharged at maximum medical improvement to full duty. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found he ambulated with physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. He had full range of motion of the right knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Right hamstring strength was minimally reduced at 5/-5. Period. He was tender to palpation about the right knee and also described tenderness with Apley's compression maneuver. Period. However, other provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. This petitioner's soft tissue injuries have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. He is not taking any pain or anti-inflammatory medications. Period. End.